Yerushalmi, printed in Bavli, Shkalim, Dav Zayin. We begin in the Yerushalmi at the foot of Rav Med Beis, Moisa Nozer L'Nedava. Moisa Nozer L'Nedava, Rav Chista Omar, Rav Shekarva, Chatasai, Vasaif, Avali Karva, Shlamim Vasaif, Moison Shlamim. Rav Chista says the Mishnah taught that the surplus for a Nozer is Nedava. This applies when his Chatas offering was brought last, but if his Shlamim was brought last, the surplus is Shlamim. Amar Rabbi Zeira, Afilu Korban Shlamim Lebesayf Halacha Achasi Benazir Shetiyeh Moisra Nadala. Rabbi Zeira disagrees. Even if his Shlamim was brought last, the Halacha is the same, that the surplus is Nadala. Masnisa Mesai Ladein, Masnisa Mesai Ladein. One Baisa supports this opinion, and another Baisa supports the other opinion. Masnisa Mesai Rabbi Zeira should say Elohein Mois Stumim Kol she demechatas meisoyf murovis bahen va'afilu hifrish demechatas mitoicha mois stuminein. A brisa brings a support for Rabbi Zeira. It's considered to be undefined money if chatas money became mixed into it, even if he separated the chatas money from it. Masnisa mesayel of chifta elu lechatosi v'asha lesham lezurusai u'meis moilem bekulam ve'moilem bemikzasam. And there's a bison support of Chifta. If another said, these are for my chatas and the rest is for the rest of my nozer sacrifices, and he subsequently died, there is me'ila, there's a me'ila prohibition if you use them, all of them, but not if you only use part of them. And we infer that the bison did not say that if he died, the money falls to Nadava. Rav Chista Amar Moisa Lach Moishal Nozer Yorkov. Rav Chista says the surplus flour of breads of a nozer should be left to spoil. Amar Rabbi Yosi v'yeyus la'akuvay b'fnei atzmai einad yachol she'ein she'elach lechem karav la'atzmai la'akuvay im nazirus acheres einad yachol she'einach nazirus bar v'lei lechem v'mkein tzach mima moysa lachmai shal nozer yurkov. Rabbi Yosi says that is correct. You can't offer it by itself, as the bread is not offered by itself. You can't offer it with a different nozer offering, as no nozer offering comes without its own bread. Therefore, one must say that the surplus of nozer breads must be left to spoil. Savin meimer hu lachmoi hu meisen lesachin lesachov. They thought to say that the same law applies to breads and to surplus funds or wine for the nozer's libations, and it should be disposed of. Am Rabbi Yosi bo bun. Moisinus Sachov Kodje Kodjim Inun the Yiplun Nadova. That Rabbi Yosi Baba Bun disagrees and says no, the surplus of his libations is Kodje Kodjim and has to fall to Nadova. Adaited Rabbi Yosi Baba Bun Shmuel should say Rabbi Chista Rabbi Lava Shlashdam Omer Dava Echad. According to Rabbi Yosi Baba Bun, Shmuel, Rabbi Chista, and Rabbi Lava all said the same thing. Rabbi Shisir Chista Ahein Dam, and Rav Chista is, as we said, that the surplus of libations of a nozer's offerings fall to Nadava. Shmuel, the Amr Rabbi Yosi, Ada, the Amr Taman, Shamith Kal, Rabbi Yehuda, Shal, the Shmuel, Hifrish, Shekloi, Umeis, Amalei, Yipl, Nadava. Shmuel is, as Rabbi Yosi said earlier, that when he was in Bavel, he said Rabbi Yehuda asked Shmuel, if a person separated a shekel and then died, what should be done with the money? And Shmuel answered, it should fall to Nadava. Rabbi Laza Aimer Moisa Asiris Aifa Shalai. Rabbi Laza said that the surplus of the tenth of an Aifa should fall to Nadava, as we said earlier. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Yolicham Liyam HaMelech. Rabbi Laza Aimer Yipra Nadava. Rabbi Yochanan said it should be thrown into the Dead Sea, and Rabbi Laza said it should fall to Nadava. We move on now to Halacha Hei. Moisa Shavuyim L'Shavuyim. The surplus funds raised for ransoming captives should be used to ransom other captives. Moisa shuroi loisa shuroi. But the surplus funds raised for a particular captive are given to that captive. Moisa aniyim la aniyim. Surplus funds raised for the poor go to the poor. Moisa ani loisa ani. Surplus funds raised for a particular poor person are given to that person. Moisa mesim la mesim. Surplus funds raised for burying the dead must be used for burying the dead. Moisa Hamis Le Yoshav, surplus funds raised for burying a specific person, dead person, must be given to his inheritors. Where the mayor says it should be left until Eliyahu HaNavi comes. Rabbi Nosson Oimer, Moisa HaMeis, Boine Loi Nefesh Al Kivroi. Rabbi Nosson says it should be used to build for him a monument over his grave. And the Gemara says, Gavu Loi Bechezkas Jein Loi, Renim Tashiyesh Loi. The Gemara asks the question, if they collected for a specific dead person, assuming he did not have money to use for his own burial, and they then discovered that he did have money, what is the law? With Meir Sovar Meimer, Moisa HaMeis Lo Yoshav. Rabbi Meir wanted to say that it follows the law that surplus funds for a dead person go to his inheritors. Amalei, with Idi de Chutra, Hage Atzmacha de Loi Kivnan Ela Lei. Rabbi Idi of Chutra said it's different, as we give it to the inheritors only after the money was used for the dead, and there was a surplus, as it's very difficult to collect the exact money needed without resulting in a surplus. But over here, the collected money was meant for him, but was not used at all. And certainly the donors didn't contribute with the intention that all the funds be given to the inheritors. Amalei ana le amis at vinalach. Rabbi Yirmiyah said to Rabbi Idi, if you're only saying this from logic and you didn't learn it from me, how do you know that you should make this distinction? Tani b'shei Rabbi Nosson, moisa ha-meis yivne le nefesh al kivroi v'yas le zilus al gabi mitase. We have a Tosefta quoting Rabbi Nosson, surplus funds for a dead person must be used to build him a monument over his grave and to sprinkle wine on his coffin. There should be a good smell. Tani ein poidim shavu b'shavu. The Tosefta continues, when we not use money raised to ransom a specific captive to ransom a different captive. Vein goivin talas b'talas. When we not take funds collected to buy a garment for a certain poor person and use them for a different person. Vein remachim b'yad parnasim lekach. But when we not protest if the Gabayim use the funds for a different need that they felt to be greater. Tani, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Eimer, Ein Oisim, Nefashis, Lasadikim, Divreim, Hein Hein, Zichroinim. The Baisa teaches of Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, we don't need to make monuments for Sadikim as they are remembered through their words. Rabbi Yochan, Rabbi Masmich, Va'azil, Al, Rabbi Chir, Ba'abba, Rabbi Yochanan was once walking, leaning on a Pri Ba'aba, and Rabbi Eliezer saw him and hid from him. Rabbi Yochanan said, this Babylonian did to me two things. One is that he did not greet me, and the other is that he hid from me. Abalei Rabbi Yaakov by Idi, Kach negit nihigin gavrin de zeira, lo shal b'shenei deraba, deina nagun mataimin, ruuni narim, v'nechbo v'yashishim, komu omdu. Rabbi Yaakov by Idi said to Rabbi Yochanan that this is how they conduct themselves, that a lesser one does not greet a greater one, in fulfillment of the pasuk in Iyov, in pech of tes pasuk ches, young ones saw me and hid, elders stood, and remained standing. Amalei ma'u l'me'abe kame da'adura etzalmi. Rabbi Yaakov Ha'idi said to Rabbi Yochanan, is it permitted to pass in front of the adura idol? Amalei ma'ad palegle yakal avo kamoyi v'sami'inui. Rabbi Yochanan said to Rabbi Yaakov, are you showing it honor if you pass by? You should pass by and blind its eyes, showing that you don't care for it. Amalei yos v'beleze ovid d'le ovar kameh. Rabbi Yaakov said to Rabbi Yochanan that if so, Rabbi Eliezer was correct not to pass in front of you, since their custom was not to greet someone greater than them, passing by would indicate that he was dishonoring him. V'oid ivad ha-bablo d'le omar shmaisa mishmei. Rabbi Yochanan said that Babylonian also did a second thing, he didn't say over my teaching in my name. Nichnasu lefonav Rabbi Ami Rabbi Asi. Amulei Rebbe Kacha Yamaisa Bereisa Knesses Shel Tasiim Benagav Shiyesh Bereisha Glustua Shenechiku Rebbe Lezer Rebbe Yosi Ad Shekau Sefer Torah B'chamasam. Rabbi Ami Rabbi Asi came before Rabbi Yochanan. They attempted to calm him so that his upset with another would not lead to the same ending as the following story. They said to him, Rebbe, such a story occurred in the Beis Knesses of the copper smelters concerning a door bolt that has a wide part on its top. Abelazar and Rabbi Yosi disagreed about whether it can be used on Shabbos until they tore a Sefer Torah in their anger. Koru, Sakad Eitzach, asked the Gemara, did they really tear it? Could that have happened? Elashin Nikra, Sefer Torah, rather, it became inadvertently torn. Ayasham Zaken Echad, Rabbi Yosi ben Kisma Shmai, Amatim Heini, Emloi Hava, Besa Knesset, Zer Redezar. There was an elder there called Rabbi Yosi ben Kisma. He said, I will be surprised if this Beis Knesset does not become a temple of idolatry. V'chazav ha'ama ha'kadein v'chavrei. And then Rabbi Yochanan said, how is this story relevant? There, the two chachamim were colleagues. Here, you are all my students, and the brother should have humbled himself. Nichnas lefanov Rabbi Yaakov ha'idi. Rabbi Yaakov ha'idi then came in front of Rabbi Yochanan to try and appease him. Amalei k'siv kashe siva shavet Moshe avdu kain siva Moshe as Yoshua v'geimer. V'chi kol dibu v'dibu shay Yoshua yoshev v'deirish hayoyme kach ama Moshe. And Yoshua yoshev v'deirish v'yodin ha'kol sh'atayra shal Moshe hi afatar atar eleve yoshev v'deirish ha'kol yodim sh'atayra shal chahi. Rabbi Yaakov said to Rabbi Yochanan that the pasuk says in Yoshua perek yod aleph pasuk tev vav, as Hashem commanded Moshe's servants, and Moshe commanded Yoshua, etc. Do you think that for every teaching that Yoshua sat and taught, he said, so said Moshe? Well, that Yoshua sat and taught, and they all knew that it was the Torah of Moshe. And so too, when Elazar sits and teaches, all know that it's your Torah. Amalehem v'neimah ein atein yoidem nirtzois keben idi chaverinu. Rabbi Yochanan said to Rabbi Rabasi, why do you not know how to appease, like Ben Idi, our colleague? Rabbi Yochanan, my kulei hai, debai diyemun shmaisa mishmei. And the Gemara asked, why was Rabbi Yochanan so particular that his teachings should be said in his name? Af David bikesh alaya rachamim shneimah agura ba'alecha oilamim echse b'seisek nafecha sela. The Gemara answers that even David prayed for this, as the pasuk says in Tehillim perek Samach Aleph Pasuk Hey, I shall dwell in your tent forever, I shall take shelter in the cover of your wings forever. Did David think that he would live forever? Rather, David said to Hashem, Master of the Universe, I should merit that all my words will be said in the Bate Knesset and the Bate Midrashos.
Shimon ben Nazira, b'shem Rabbi Yitzchak Omar, kol tamid chacham, sh'arimim dva halacha mepiv bo'olam hazeh, sefasal roich shois imoy bekebe, sh'nemar chachich kiyen hatoiv, v'geimer doivev sifseish yishenim. Shimon ben Nazira, quoting Rabbi Yitzchak, said that when any Talmud chacham has his dva Torah set over in this world, his lips move with it in the grave, as it says in Shir HaShirim, in Perek Zayin, Pasuk Yud, and your palate is like the best wine, and it says, making the lips of the sleeping speak. Welcome to Anovim, there, Kirin Shemaniach, Adam Edspoi Olav, Miyad Doivev, Af Sisoiseim, Josadikim, Kirin Joimim, Dva Lacham, Pihem, Josadikim, Sisoiseim, Rachashois, Imohen, Bakever. Just as with a collection of grapes, when a person puts his finger on it, it immediately drips, so too the lips of Sadikim, when people say Dva Lacha of Sadikim, their lips move with them in the grave. Ma hanaloi, the Gemara asks, what benefit do they have from this? Bar Nazira Omar Kadein Deshasi Kunditon. Bar Nazira answered, it's like a person who drinks Kunditon wine, which is wine sweetened with spices and sugar. Rabbi Yitzchak Omar Kadein Deshasi Chama Atik, should say, Afagad Deshasi Le Tama before me. Rabbi Yitzchak gives a different answer, it's like a person who drinks old wine. Even after he finishes drinking it, its taste remains in his mouth. Rav Gidel Amar, Ha'oime Shmur B'Shem Amar, Yir Bal Shmur Kilo Oimed L'Negdoi Shneemar Ach B'Tselem Yithalich Ish. Rav Gidel said that one who repeats a teaching in the name of the one who said it should view it as if the author is standing in front of him, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim in Perek Lamatef Pasuk Zayin, but with an image a man will walk. Ksiv Rav Adam Rav Adam Yikra Ish Chastai Ze Sha Kol Adam Vishemunim Mimanse Ze Rabbi Zeira Rabbi Zeira Lisnan Svichin Hashoshin Leshmait Sedur Sheshes דהו גברא מפתחה. הפסוק says in Mishlei, Perek Chaf Pasuk Vav, many people call upon the man who promises them kindness, this refers to other people. And it says, but who can find a trustworthy man? This refers to Rizeru, who said that we do not need to be concerned with the teachings we were shashas taught from others, as he is blind, means perhaps he mistook the author for somebody else. Amali Rizeru Rabbi Asi, Chakim Rabbi Lebapatya Da'at Amar Shmait Samishmi. Rabbi Zeru said to Rabbi Asi, did you know Ba'apatya that you quote? Amalei Rabbi Yochan Omar Mishmei. Rabbi Asi said to Rabbi Zeru that it was Rabbi Yochan who quoted him. Amalei Rabbi Zeru said to Rabbi Asi, Chakim Rabbi Lerav Da'at Amar Shmait Samishmei. Rabbi Zeru asked Rabbi Asi, do you know Rav that you quote? Amalei Rabbi Adaba Ava Omar Mishmei. And Rabbi Asi said to Rabbi Zeru, it was Rabbi Adaba Ava who quoted him. Ein dor she'ein boi leitzonim kador shel David. Ma you put the ador oisim hay holchin etzach alanoisav shel David. Ayim loy David David. Emasai yibone beis hamigdash. Emasai beis Hashem neilech. No generation had scoffers like the generation of David. Brazen ones would go to the windows of David and say, David, David, when will the house of Hashem be built? When will we go to the house of Hashem? Vaya David aimer afapishem efkavnin hachiseini. Yova alai im la'isi, sameach b'dirihem, t'chziv samachti b'aimim li beis Hashem neilech. David would say, even though they intend to anger me, I even rejoiced in their words. As the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Perikus Chof Beis, Pasuk Aleph, I rejoiced when they say to me, let us go to the house of Hashem. V'haya kimlu yomecha v'shachavte es abisecha. The Pasuk says in Shmuel Beis, in Perik Zayim Pasuk Yud Beis, it shall be when your days are full and you shall lie with your forefathers. Amalei Kodesh Baruch Hu LaDavid, Yomim Shleimim, Ani Moyel Lecha, V'la Yomim Chasirim, Klum Shleimim Bincha, Yivne Beis HaMikdash, El Hakriv Korbonis Sibol, Chaviv Olai Stokol, Mishpat Shato Yise, Yise Min HaKorban. Hashem said to David, I count for you, full days and not partial ones. Your son will build the Beis HaMikdash to sacrifice offerings for the public. Dearer to me is the righteousness and justice that you do more than a sacrifice. Shneimal ase staka u'mishpat nivchal Hashem mizbeach mizbeach. As the pasuk says in Mishlei in Perek Chavalas Pasuk Gimel, to do righteousness and justice is dearer to Hashem than a sacrifice. Hadnolach mitzalfin shkolim. Perek Gimel Perek b'shloisha prokim. The Mishnah in Halacha Aleph tells us, "B'shloisha pokim b'shana toimim es alishka b'foyth haPesach b'foyth haAtzeres b'foyth haChag." At three times in a year, they would draw the funds from the chamber for buying the korbanos: half a month before Pesach, half a month before Shavuos, and half a month before Sukkos. V'hein gronos shamasa behema divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says these are also the dates for the tithing of animals. Ben Azai Oimer, Be'esem V'teisha Ba'adar, V'echa B'tzivan, V'esem V'teisha Ba'av. Ben Azai says it's on the 29th of Adar, the 1st of Sivan, and the 29th of Av. Reb Lazar Reb Shimon Oimim, Be'echad B'nissan, Be'echad B'sivan, V'chavtes Ba'el. Reb Lazar and Reb Shimon say it's on the 1st of Nissan, the 1st of Sivan, and the 29th of El. V'lama Amru V'chavtes Ba'el, V'lay Amru Be'echa B'tishrei, M'pneishu Yomtuf. Why did they say the 29th of El and not the 1st of Tishrei? Because the 1st of Tishrei is Yom Tov, and one cannot tithe on Yom Tov. Therefore, they advanced it to the 29th of El. The Gemara says, Amar Biyabol, Kol Hein, the Tanilan, Pras, Palga, Palga, the Lamajim, Kodim Lamed, Shadoshim, Milchoisov. Biyabol says that the term Pras always means half. Here it's half of the 30 days of preparation before a festival. The Hein Granois V'chulei, Am Rabbi Yochanan B'pnei Shehein, Pirkei Leda. Rabbi Akiva says that they are also the dates of the tithing of animals. Rabbi Yochanan says that is because they are the birthing times. Rabbi Acha V'Rav Tanchum B'Achia, B'Shem Moshe Ben Levi, Kedei Shetiyeh HaBehemim Ratzuya Lo'ele V'Golim. Rabbi Acha and Rav Tanchum B'Achia said, quoting Rabbi Moshe Ben Levi, is in order that the animal will be available for those who make the pilgrimage to Yerushalayim on the three festivals. Am Rav Yudan, Shlo Yavoi L'dei Bal Ta'acher. And Rabbi Yehuda said, if they do not come to transgress the prohibition of Baal Ta'achi of delaying in bringing their vows. And Rabbi Yehuda, Kan Mashah, Tivloi, Oiver Baal Ta'achi, Rabbi Yehuda says, whoever delays in tithing transgresses the prohibition of Baal Ta'achi.